Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Eternal and all-merciful God, with all the angels and all the saints, we laud your majesty and might. By the resurrection of your Son, show yourself to us and inspire us to follow Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated as we listen to the word proclaimed.
The first reading is a reading from the books of Acts, chapter 9, verses 1 through 6. Meanwhile, Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any who belonged to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now he was going along and approaching Damascus. Suddenly, a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" He asked, "Who are you, Lord?" The reply came, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But get up and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray Psalm 118 responsibly.
Psalm 30.
Psalm 30?
It's in the book.
Oh, okay. Oh, there it is. So this is a reading from Revelation.
No, read the Psalm.
Oh, yeah, Psalm 30. Where is it? Oh, there it is. Okay. Let's start over. Let's read Psalm 30 responsibly. I will exalt you, O Lord, because you have lifted me up and have not let my enemies triumph over me.
O Lord, my God, I cry out to you, and you restored me to health.
You brought me up, O Lord, from the dead. You restored my life as I was going down to the grave. God's wrath is short. God's favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping spends the night, but joy comes in the morning.
While I felt secure, I said, I shall never be disturbed.
You, Lord, with your favor, make me as strong as the mountains. Then you hid your face, and I was filled with fear.
I cried to you, Lord. I pleaded with my Lord, saying,
what profit is there in my blood? If I go down to the pit, will the dust praise you or declare your faithfulness?
Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. O Lord, be my helper.
You have turned my wailing into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with joy.
Therefore, my heart sings to you without ceasing. O Lord, my God, I will give you thanks forever. Glory to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the
Holy Spirit. It was the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Second reading is a reading from Revelations, chapter 1, verses 4 through 8.
Chapter 5.
I guess it changed it. Okay, chapter 5, verses 11 through 14. Then I looked and I heard the voice of many angels surrounding the throne and the living creatures and the elders. They numbered myriads of myriads and thousands, singing with full voice. Worthy is the Lamb that was slaughtered, to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. Then I heard every creature in heaven on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them singing. To the one seated on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever. And the four living creatures said, Amen. And the elders fell down and worshiped. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah. Holy Gospel according to John. After he appeared to his followers in Jerusalem, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he showed himself in this way. Gathered there together were Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, you have no fish, have you?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, for he was naked, and jumped into the sea. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, only about 100 yards off. When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there, with fish on it, and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. And though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now, none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew that it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
When I started thinking about this sermon, I was thinking a lot about breakfast and Breakfast of Champions, the Wheaties box. And so I was going to start the sermon by asking if you know whose picture is on the box of Wheaties, the Breakfast of Champions. And, well, I didn't know the answer, so I had to do a little research. And when I went on the internet, went online looking up the champion athletes whose pictures have been on the box of Wheaties, I found out something that really disappointed me. And that is that you can custom order your own face on the box of Wheaties. I didn't know this. I didn't know that you could buy your way into the championship, to that Breakfast of Champions, that you can have your picture, or maybe your son's soccer team or your tennis league or your sailing friends on the box of Wheaties. Now, I don't think I've ever really believed all that hype about eating Wheaties makes you a champion, because it certainly didn't happen to me. I grew up eating Wheaties every day, and anyone who knew me when I was a child or now would tell you that champion athlete and Karen Marone don't go in the same paragraph, much less the same sentence. Well, this story we heard today, this Breakfast of Champions, is altogether different. Imagine the scene. They didn't look at all like champions. They looked rather like a bunch of losers. All night long, the seven disciples had been out on the lake fishing. And all night long, these expert fishers had caught nothing. Zero. That is, until some stranger from the shore hollers out to them, "Cast your net on the right side of the boat and you'll find something." And before their eyes, a miraculous catch, 153 big ones, fill their nets. Now, John has a feeling that he has just witnessed something miraculous. And he has a hunch that he knows who's behind this miraculous event. And he says to his boss, Peter, it's the Lord. It's Jesus. Well, there's no holding Peter back. When he hears that it's Jesus, he grabs his shirt. He had taken it off because he was working hard. Puts his shirt on and jumps into the lake. It's only about 100 yards, so he's swimming like crazy to get to the shore. The others are bringing the boat, rowing the boat, hauling this net filled with fish. And when they get to the shore, there's Jesus on the beach next to a fire, a charcoal fire that he's built, and he's fixing breakfast. Jesus, just risen from the dead. Jesus, the Lord of the universe. Jesus, the Son of God, fixing breakfast, cooking a meal for them. Here he is, the Lord of all, serving up Wheaties to his buddies. Well, not exactly Wheaties, fish and bread. And imagine the smiles from their disciples, from those disciples, when they see Jesus standing on the shore. You know, it's Sunday, it's just a week after the resurrection, and there they are, not dressed in their Sunday best. Peter, dripping wet, soggy, wet guy. The rest of them, stinking, 153 fish, you know, that's got a little odor. They've been fishing all night. They're all stinking of fish. And Jesus shows up. Grilled fish and bread served hot from a charcoal fire. That's the true breakfast of champions. And what your mother told you is right. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, especially when that breakfast is a breakfast shared with Jesus. Bread and fish, hot from the charcoal fire. Fish tacos. This is a story you really want to get into you. This is a story that we really want to hear because we want to be champions. We want to be champions in God's kingdom. And if we want to do that, we need to look to our teacher. We need to look to Jesus to see how to be the champion in the kingdom. Maybe we should call Jesus our coach or our personal trainer, because he doesn't just tell us what to do. He shows us. He shows us by his example. Even though he is the Lord, the Savior of all, he washes feet. He cooks breakfast for his friends. He is nailed on the cross as a ransom for the world. He serves and encourages us to become a serving community. That's what Jesus, our life coach, wants us to learn. This saving community, this church, is to be a community of foot washers and breakfast makers. Whether we are managers or homemakers, engineers or sales associates, students and teachers, accountants and sailors, we are all servants. Servants, that's us. Serving one another and serving the world. Now, earlier, another miraculous catch of fish, Jesus told Peter that from now on, you won't be catching fish, you'll be catching people. Well, maybe Peter figured that since Jesus had died, there was no more of this people catching activity to do. Maybe he should just go back to his original job, his earlier profession, fishing for fish. You know, he knew about fish, trout and bluegill and salmon or whatever the Sea of Galilee They call him now Peter's fish. I don't think they called him Peter's fish then. Peter knew about fish, and he knew that he could do that well. And Jesus comes and reminds Peter and the disciples and us too of what our real vocation is, fishing for people. That's our task, fishing for people. It's an active ministry. We're not just watching the aquarium. We're action. We're called to be fishers of people. But you know, to be honest with you, sometimes I don't feel very much like a champion fisher, or a champion anything for that matter. There are times in my life when I have felt more like a bowl of Wheaties that's been sitting on the counter overnight, kind of soggy, weak, limp faith, not a breakfast of champions. Sometimes I feel like nothing's working, like those fishermen who fished all night long and didn't catch anything. Sometimes it feels like I've worked hard and nothing seems to be going right. Do you ever feel like that? Do you ever feel like maybe your teaching just is falling flat, or your marriage is losing life? You're zigging and everybody else is zagging. Things just don't click right. Your prayers feel powerless. Lost your job or your best friend. You feel like you've run out of second chances. When you're at the end of your rope, you learn something very important, that without Jesus, you can do nothing. And then an amazing thing happens. Jesus shows up. Jesus shows up, and he holds you, and he forgives you, and he loves you, and he feeds you. He feeds you a power breakfast, the real breakfast of champions. The meal that is the Lord's Supper, the meal that is whenever Christians gather together. It's what it's about. It's the resurrection meal that we have with Jesus. Jesus shows up and gives us food for the journey, strength to carry on, hope. Jesus gives us himself. At least that's what happens to me in that meal that's shared with Jesus. He gives me strength not to quit, not to give up on my marriage, on my job, on my friends, on my relationships, on life. Jesus gives us strength to carry on. He gives us strength to be people of integrity, strength to forgive, strength to move away from temptations, strength to give up addictions and compulsions in life, strength to be who we are called to be, strength to be who we are, the precious children of God who are loved and nourished. Champions get their strength from Jesus. More than frosted flakes we need, more than that sugar-coated whatever, we need Jesus to be our breakfast of champions. I was going over this sermon with Don this morning, and I said, it's not Tony that puts a tiger in my tank, it's Jesus. And Don said, you're not going to say that. But I just did. And we should roar that truth out like a tiger. We should roar out the truth until Jesus comes again, that we get our strength from Jesus Christ, because we have shared the breakfast of champions in this community, a community of servants, loving one another, sharing life. Food for the journey, food for life. Breakfast doesn't get any better than this. Amen.